An initiative to split California into three states has gathered enough signatures to qualify for the November ballot. The Cal3 plan seeks to create a Northern California, a Southern California, and then a third piece would simply be California. Joining us now is Scott Schaefer, senior politics and government editor at KQED in San Francisco and co-host of Political Breakdown. Hi, Scott.
Hey, Jeremy.
So first of all, just give us an idea of how the state would be split under this proposal.
Yeah, so it would be split into three parts, obviously. The first part would be called Northern California, and it would include San Francisco, Sacramento, and everything up to the Oregon border. Southern California would be the middle part of the state, Fresno, Bakersfield, all the agricultural parts of the state, Disneyland and San Diego. Mm-hmm. And then the state that would just be called California would be Los Angeles and all the counties along the coast going up to Monterey.
And the person behind this is billionaire venture capitalist Tim Draper, who previously wanted to split California into six states in 2016. That didn't work out. What's his angle now?
You know, I guess less is more. He thinks maybe he thinks it'll be somehow cheaper or easier. You know, it's the same idea. He thinks that the state is too big, that in terms of infrastructure and taxes and education, that all these services that state government now delivers would be easier done by smaller entities that are so closer to the people, so to speak. He's done this a few times. He's got a lot of money and I guess a lot of time on his hands, too, because he's been thinking about this several years now, and it will finally be on the ballot in November.
Is there any proof of what he says about the fact that it would be easier to deal with things like education and infrastructure if you split the state into three?
Not at all. Mm-hmm. In fact, it would create a lot of complications. First of all, just think of every kind of service or interaction you have with your state government, DMV, voter registration. You get in-state tuition. Let's say if you live in Fresno and you go to school at UCLA, well, all those things could go away. You mm-hmm. might have to, you know, re-register. And, you know, it just all kinds of questions. Water, abortion rights, immigration, sanctuary state. I mean, everything that the state now does would be suddenly up to these three new entities that would be created. And, you know, of course, there are many, many legal hurdles before it would even get to that point.
Right. And some people that have been talking about this, not necessarily this proposal, but the idea of making California into more than one state, would say it's going to have more power in Washington, at least in the Senate, because right now, even though it's got a huge population, it's only got two senators, just like all the other states. But if it were split into three, there would be six senators.
Exactly. And you can see right away that probably looking at the politics of the way this is divvied up, you'd end up with two more Democratic senators potentially and at least one, maybe two Republican senators. So it's a real roll of the dice if you're a politician. I mean, in terms of the electoral college and presidential politics, California is now pretty reliably blue. Mm-hmm. If you split it up into three, that would change that calculation. And not to mention the legislators who are now in Sacramento, you know, they would basically be out of a job and have to, you know, run presumably for office in their new state. So it's very, very complicated and the longest of long shots, I'd have to say.
What do voters think of it so far?
We haven't really seen any polling. In the past, there's been a lot of skepticism about this when it's been floated, but it's never hasn't been on the ballot. It was kicked around in Sacramento a few decades ago, and it never really got very far. My guess is that people would be very skeptical because, you know, let's say just take that, you know, what would become Southern California. You would no longer be part of the part of the state that is the entertainment industry or Silicon Valley. Mm-hmm. I mean, what happens to your revenue, for example? I mean, what happens? You become sort of one of the poorest parts of the entire United States without a real good source of revenue. That's, you know, just one thing to consider.
Now, this would have to go through Congress as well. If the voters do approve it, Congress would have to say yes as well.
Yeah, exactly. And I think for the reasons we talked about, the impact on power that these three new states would now have would be a real, you know, stumbling block, the impact on presidential politics and just, you know, the idea of breaking up a state. I mean, it hasn't happened since 1863 when West Virginia broke away from Virginia. But that was a whole different circumstance because it was during the Civil War mm-hmm. and Virginia had already seceded from the country.
One more thing while we have you. You're joining us from San Francisco, which has elected a new mayor, London Breed, who is the first African-American woman to ever serve in that role. What's been the reaction?
Well, it's been a long time coming in terms of counting the votes. The election was about 9 days ago. And, you know, she is 43 years old. She was born in San Francisco, raised in public housing about four blocks from City Hall by her grandmother. She's a real success story. And I think a lot of people, not just in the African-American community, but many others, were inspired by her story and by her biography. She's going to be inheriting a lot of problems, as any mayor does in a big city, homelessness and the lack of affordable housing, just to name two. But, you know, it's going to be a new era. And, you know, it all happened because of the death of Mayor Ed Lee back in December.
Right.
And I think people will, you know, be giving her the benefit of the doubt and probably at least for the short term, some goodwill on her behalf.
That's Scott Schaefer, who is senior politics and government editor at KQED in San Francisco, also co-host of Political Breakdown. Scott, thank you.
You're welcome.